Thief Evan Byron have an experienced team dedicated to delivering you their daily catch-up. With Upside Realty, you get an experienced agent, all marketing, online listing, and organised inspections for one flat fee. Visit upside.com.au. Thief Evan Byron,
1019, The Fox.
Still excited about Megan and Harry, and now they've confirmed that the wedding date is in May.
So we're going.
Well, we're still trying to go. I love this too. That one of the big news stories today is, and yes, the royal family will be paying for the wedding. Well, that's really code for all the British people will be paying for the wedding, really, sure. Isn't it? Like, it's amazing when you think about, there would be British residents that are strapped for cash but still pay their taxes. They can't afford to pay for their own weddings, but they're fitting the bill for Harry and Meghan.
And they'll be lining up.
I know. No,
cheering with us.
I'm sounding like the fun police. Still really happy about this really great big royal wedding. No, I am. And it's so interesting because, and I bet they knew this would happen. So much of Meghan's past is being brought to light because they're trying to find, who is she? Let's go. Let's dig into her background. And something that's come up that I think's great. I love this. You first knew Meghan Markle because she played Rachel Zane on Suits, Fev, one of your favourite shows.
Yes.
Did you know that before she was on Suits, she had a stint as one of the briefcase models on Deal or No Deal?
Deal or No Deal. I've been on that game show.
Did you?
Yeah.
What did you do?
Well, I did it for when I was on Dancing with the Stars. They did a segment with the Dancing with the Stars people. So I rang Alex on the way in. I go, "Hun, what one should I pick?" I thought 25. I'm not going to have that because they're not going to put the 200,000 behind that. So she goes, "Pick four." So I picked number four. Got down to five cases left.
Yeah.
And I was offered 50,000, and all I had left was 25. And 21 and 14. So both my daughters, Lenny and Lulu, were born on the 21st, and Lenny was born on the 14th. And I had four. And I'm like, whenever you play that game, if there's green cases on, you go, do not deal. But it wasn't my money. It was a single mum in Perth with three kids.
What happened?
And they said to me beforehand, if you get a fair bit of coin because of your background and gambling and stuff, make sure you, because it's not your money. And I'm sitting there going, 50 grand, 50 grand.
I think she'd like 50.
This will be amazing for the lady to win 50 grand. And I thought, oh, just bite the bullet. But then she might only win 1,000. So I dealt. They peeled back all the boxes and I picked the 200,000. I was the only person ever to pick it.
You got her 200 grand.
No, if I had gone to the end, if I had gambled, I would have won 200. But no, I was sensible and only got bloody 50. The lady was filthy. She's like, you could have won me 200.
Do you know what you've tapped into there, Feb? The passion for that show. I can't believe it's still not on the telly.
Oh, it's a great show.
Bring it back.
I never watched one episode. All I know is, really attractive women were holding briefcases.
Yeah, they were.
And there were lots of those women. And I'm putting this out there because you never know. If Meghan Markle has been a Deal or No Deal girl with a briefcase and now she's a princess, this could be happening to other Deal or Deal.
Or No Deal.
Deal or No Deal.
Briefcase holders.
You're kidding.
Around the country.
13, 10, 60.
It's a very niche question.
It's very narrow.
It's very narrow. Were you a Deal or No Deal girl?
Oh, come on.
Come on.
This is a new low.
This is now...
No one's calling.
This is a new frontier for Deal or No Deal girls.
Apparently they were called...
Andrew O'Keefe?
Apparently they were called dealettes, guys. That's the official term for them.
131060, the dealettes. Okay. Do you... okay, and I'll even broaden this a little wider...
You need
...because it's a very narrow pool of about 30 girls that are hopefully listening to the radio right now. Did you know one?
Oh,
it's only 26, by the way.
26
girls. Cases.
Okay, I'll go a bit further. Have you worked on a game show?
Okay.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
Fifi has asked the most specific and narrow question in the history of our show.
Well, based on the fact that Meghan Markle, for a little while, she was one of the briefcase models on Deal or No Deal. That was before she went on to Suits fame. I just thought this is a great day for Deal or No Deal models that you can now say, like me, Meghan Markle. Well, no, you can't say like me, I've now gone and married a prince because chances are you haven't. But it's just a great thing. And we thought, let's touch base with Deal or No Deal models. And I have said,
are you a dealette?
Were you a dealette?
That's a ridiculous question.
Well, come on. There were how many? 26 of
26
them.
26 cases.
You know, I know it's narrow, but I'm guessing one is listening right now and has rung us because we've got Danny from Berwick. Hi, Danny.
Hey, how you going?
Good, Danny. Were you a Deal or No Deal model?
My cousin was a dealer.
Well,
perfect. No, I said, do you know one?
And that is cousin.
And Danny's related to one. What's her name, Danny?
Her name's Jess. And, so for the whole day, they'll just sit around waiting to kind of get their airtime. They got paid $300.
Wow.
Whoa.
I mean, it's interesting that there were no boy dealettes, though, were there? It was all just really attractive women.
With blonde wigs on. They all look the same.
Yeah, different coloured wigs.
Holding briefcases. Okay. I mean, we've come a bit further than that, which is great. But I love that. Did she enjoy her time there? Did she have any good stories about AOK?
Yeah. No, she loved it. We actually were in a toy shop one time, and Deal or No Deal, the board game, she was like, at the time that they did the photos, was on the board game cover.
Yeah.
So that's something pretty cool to take away.
That's awesome. My cousins love
board
that board game.
Yeah, the board game's great.
Yeah, I've heard it. That. Maybe you still get it. Thanks for that, Danny.
There
that's
you go.
Exactly what I was looking for. Now, Drew from Kingaroy. Hi, Drew.
Hello, how are you?
Good, Drew. Were you a Deal or No Deal dealette?
I was a dealette. No, I wasn't.
There we go.
Did you know one, Drew?
Yeah, my daughter was a dealette.
Your daughter was? What's your daughter's name?
Joanna.
Wow, did Joanna enjoy her time as a dealette, Drew?
She loved it. Do you reckon it was the best thing ever?
That's great, because she got paid $300 to do nothing.
That's it, just stand there and look pretty.
There we go, Drew.
There you go.
Good stuff. Good
genes from Drew.
Well done.
Just a shout out to Kane Pettifer. You're a genius. I love that. He just sent me a funny message.
We'll share it, please.
I'll share it later.
I don't think if it's from Kane Pettifer, we should be reading it out on air.
No, he's a legend.
No, thank you.
The great man, the P-Train.
He's
a Wolf of Windsor. No, he doesn't know any.
13, 10, 60.
The Wolf of Windsor.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
Fifi, Fev and Byron on 101.9 The Fox. Our next guest, an absolute superstar. How good is it to have him on the show? An American professional wrestler, actor, rapper, reality TV show host, and has the new film out, Ferdinand, Fifi, which hits cinemas Thursday, December 14th.
Yeah, welcome to the show, John Cena.
Thank you for the wonderful introduction. Hope you guys are having a great day.
He does. He pumps people up well, Byron. Now, John, I've got to start with, this was one of my favourite books as a kid. It must be great bringing a really much-loved kids' book it's been around for decades. It must be fun bringing that to life.
Wonderful opportunity, and like you said, a story that's resonated with families and children for over 80 years. So when you know you have something that powerful, it's a little bit of pressure, but it was a really, really fun time, and wonderful to see it on screen. I'm so, so proud of the movie.
Well, you made Ferdinand look like that. I wanted a pet bull for life, and he's a bull that was very, he's got a huge heart, and he finds a family, and he loves the smell of flowers, and he just brings everyone together. And I know that that's how you live your life. You've granted the most wishes ever in Make-A-Wish history. Did you find yourself being a lot like Ferdinand?
Well, you know, Ferdinand is genuinely the story of you don't necessarily have to be what you see, and people's perception of you doesn't define you. And Ferdinand is this massive bull that by first glance you think he'd be a wonderful fighting bull, but there's so much more than just his size. And he does use his size, as you see in the movie, how he helps around the farm, how his home, it's not that he doesn't use his size or strength, he just doesn't use it for what people would think that he would. And I've led a very similar path.
And I love that, John, because speaking of people assuming something that you're not, that's not necessarily you, I've always wondered this with wrestlers particularly like yourself. So you have this incredible, imposing physique. But have you found that, for instance, you could walk into a bar and guys just want to pick a fight with you, or people perceive you to be wanting to be physical?
Oftentimes. And it's amazing how just by the way you look, people can make those judgments. And certainly the attachments with WWE kind of fuel that excitement. That's when I just open the bar for happy hour and buy everybody a drink. we end up talking about a bunch of stuff and everybody goes home happy.
Yeah, he's exactly right, Boxy, because one of John's arms is about the size of your whole body.
I know. It's very imposing.
And you look at yourself and The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, you're both, I follow you both on Instagram, and you're both the kind-hearted people, probably the nicest people you meet on Instagram, but if you just glance at it, you think, oh, scary, 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 scary.
Yeah, but I mean, that's once again, what you see isn't necessarily what you get.
Before we let you go, we've got a debate running on this show at the moment, and you're an athlete, and I work with an athlete. Fev is a former AFL footballer.
Superstar.
And we've been discussing whether the world is flat. Now, Fev likes to think that Shaquille O'Neal agrees with him and an English cricketer, Freddie Flintoff. John, where do you stand on, is the world flat or is the world round?
I I'm very happy to encourage everyone to go see Ferdinand when Ferdinand comes out on December 14th in the theaters. Me being an athlete doesn't make me a scientist, and in no way, shape, flat or round or form should my opinion hold any weight to this conversation whatsoever.
I love
that. Yes, that's what Feb should have said.
Put, John.
Oh, that's what you should have said.
Staying out of it is a good idea.
Why would you ask John about that?
Well, come on. I mean, you know, a lot of sports people have gone for this, and John's smart, and John's smart enough to stay out of it.
Now, for all the families out there, I took my girls there. It's an amazing movie. Get down and see it. It's a ripper. Well done, Johnny.
Thank you, guys.
Fifi, Feb and Byron.
Imagine you're in a relationship or you've started dating a guy or a girl and you really like them and you find evidence of them not liking you. Now, a girl has been left shattered after finding a list. So she's liked this guy, dated him a couple of times. She's found a list of all the pros and cons he's written about her.
Oh.
So this is what I like, this is what I don't like, and whether or not he wants to keep dating her.
Surely not.
That is brutal. It's so brutal. And I had a girl, well, I have a girlfriend. She's moved on and she's very happy. But at the time, she was engaged, engaged to a guy. And she'd written, you know, like in your phone, you've got notes.
Yep.
Well, she'd written all these notes about reasons why she should break up with her fiancé.
Oh, no.
And then she copy and pasted them into an email to send them to herself.
Oh, no.
But she sent them to him.
Oh.
obviously that was the end of it.
Can you tell me what the letter involved?
Yeah, okay, absolutely. So, pros and... Oh, no, sorry. She didn't actually list all the... She didn't list all her pros and cons for everyone in the world to know. She's just acknowledged that he did a list.
Oh, so there's nothing...
No.
Oh, that's
well, she said that just a bunch of her insecurities. Oh. Apparently he made fun of her teeth and her voice and he called her clingy.
Oh, that's enough.
And he said...
Any pros?
She's a bit girly and annoying. Anyway, and he also wrote that he had no plan whatsoever to commit to the relationship.
You don't.
So I was just a friends with benefits, sort of.
Harsh.
It's awful.
Do you know what? The only example I've got of this, and 131060, if you have, or how have you found out that someone wasn't interested in you? Because years ago, I was working with a girl, and she said, "You'd be perfect for my brother, perfect for my brother." And I remember thinking, "Oh gosh, okay." And I hate blind dates, and I'm like, "Oh, okay, I'll do this."
And then Prince Harry came.
Yeah, no, that was Prince Frederick actually. It wasn't slip in, and I wasn't there. But anyway, she said, "Why don't I organise a dinner or whatever? We'll go to like a casual, you know, bistro bar, and I'll get him to come along." Anyway, so we sat there talking. Now, I wasn't that interested myself, but I was doing that whole, I'm open, you know, he's quite cute and we'll see how this goes. But I remember I went to the bathroom and when I was walking back from the bathroom, I just saw him talking to his sister and just shaking his head.
Oh.
And then when I sat down and he's like, "Oh, I've got to go. Nice to meet you." Ow.
Ouch.
Like, I still convinced myself he was just shaking his head that he didn't like the food and he was just like, nah,
yeah, I've got a sore tummy.
I've got nothing
to do with you.
The hors d'oeuvres, totally. What were we thinking? Yeah.
I'd hate to see Alex's list of my cons.
I think she might have told you a few of them.
Because 301060. So ring in, share if you found out someone wasn't interested in you. Oh my gosh, I got another cracker.
We should do our pros and cons.
How's this?
What do you reckon?
They could break the team apart.
Each other's pros and cons. Let's not do that. I've got a friend too that was out, I think they were at the footy and they were in a box at the AFL and she was sort of dating this guy quite casually, saw him nearby in a box and as she sent him a text, saw him get the text, show his friend and both laugh.
That's probably a sign.
And then, like, she put the phone, like, never replied. Like,
so he didn't know she was there?
He didn't know that she was watching him. See,
everyone's watching.
That's how you find out. All right, other examples of this, finding out that they weren't interested. 13, 10, 60.
I'll do 60. Byron's pros and cons.
Oh, no, it's just purely in a relationship sense. 13, 10, 60 is the number.
Fifi, Feb and Byron.
Right now we're talking about how you found out that somebody wasn't interested in you and didn't like you based on the fact that a woman found the jottings of a guy she liked. Is Pink still going?
She's just finishing
up. Oh, man. So she found the pros and cons he'd written about her.
Don't you love it how she brings it up?
Yeah, I just don't know why Pink just kept... She came back.
Pros and cons, yeah. This is a horrible thing to find.
Now, she found a list of all her cons. He said he made fun of her teeth, her voice. He called her clingy and annoying, among lots of other things. So she was shattered. And we've got Amy from Pakenham. Hi, Amy.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, good, Amy. Amy, did you find out that somebody wasn't interested in you?
Well, this was 5 years ago. What actually happened was me and my ex-partner, we actually broke up. And then about a month later, he actually handed me a pro and con list about myself.
So he decided, so after you broke up, out of interest, Amy, did you dump him?
No, he actually broke up with me. And then a month later, he actually, handed me a pro and con list about myself, saying that there was more pros than cons. But when I read it, it was like a mental slap in my face.
What did the cons say?
A lot of the cons were teeth. My friends don't like her. She's a shit parent.
Wow. I'm glad Fev asked that question.
Why did he do this? I mean, that just seems unnecessarily abusive considering he ended it. Because part of me thought maybe that's revenge. But
I don't know, to be honest. I know when I was dating him, he didn't really have much of an idea on how a relationship worked. So I just think it was him being
very
immature. Like, he just didn't think it through.
Did it affect you? Did you?
It did, because for years I got picked on about my teeth throughout high school. And then to have that, like, I was starting to come to terms with it all. And then to have that, it was just very, very hurtful.
So hurtful, Amy.
Hey, Amy,
horrible.
You're better off, mate.
Yeah, I'm actually really happy now. I've actually been in a relationship for 3 years.
Well, there you go.
I'm in such a better place now, and
good on you, Amy.
Congratulations,
that's
Amy.
Great. And we should just keep focusing on all those pros. These pros and cons lists. Let's just make them pros lists.
Thanks for that, Amy. Bree in Greensboro. Hi, Bree.
Hi,
Bree. Did you find out maybe not a fun way that somebody wasn't interested in you?
I got told by my best friend that he'd been messaging her for a month, saying he wanted to be with her, not me.
So was your best friend messaging back because she was interested in him, or was she?
No, she was trying to shut it down and trying to save the relationship. In the end, once I found out, that was it.
Oh, of course. A guy that will hit on your best friend while he's seeing you is not the guy you want.
Are you still friends with your friend?
We were friends for a while, but we lost contact over the years.
Yeah.
But she did the right thing. The friend was all right.
Yeah,
I think she had her back.
Yeah.
I mean, she told her about it and stuff.
Did she?
Oh, yes, she did.
Okay, thank you for your call there, Bree.
Jen in Geelong. Hi, Jen.
Hey, guys.
Jen, did you unfortunately find out that someone wasn't keen on you?
Yeah. So I used to work on the door at a bar, and one night he came in to see me because he said he missed me, blah, blah, blah. And then later in the night, one of the bartenders came up to me and said, I think your boyfriend's hooking up with someone on the dance floor.
Right.
So I went for a little walk around, and sure enough, he had his tongue down some other girl's throat.
It's usually a sign that there's an issue.
That's definitely a sign.
But the thing was, like, I tapped him on the shoulder and he was that drunk, he just turned around and said, oh, you weren't here when I needed, when I needed.
Did you have a sober conversation after that, maybe the next day, Jen?
More argument than conversation, but...
Was this on the dance floor at Lammy's?
Funnily enough, it was.
Oh, my God. Jeez. Fev was obviously a frequent visitor.
I know my clubs, bro.
Okay,
I'll give you a con for Byron. You know he always brings back the segment when the song's still going?
All right, thanks. That's just how I can improve in my job. That's got nothing to do with the phone topic, but thank you.
Any other cons you've got for Byron?
He's pretty good.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
You know, we often talk about this over the last few years, that we live in a climate of fear. And we try to fight it. And I love that, particularly about our country and our city, Melbourne. We don't let the fear of terror affect us. But yesterday, when the news broke, I think at the end of the show yesterday, that a man had been arrested over alleged Melbourne New Year's Eve terror plots. And apparently the plot was to target Federation Square. I mean, it brings it so not just close to home, but... That was something I was considering doing, going to see the fireworks, being in amongst it. And I think that's what we love as our city. We're in amongst it. We're the city in Australia that support more concerts. We end up with our stadiums are full to overflowing.
We go to everything.
We're a really passionate community about getting involved.
We're the city of fun. We have so many big events.
I know, but when you hear that and you think, oh, dear, and I do now and have so after the last few years when I go to a big event at one of the arenas, I get a little bit nervous.
100%.
Panic a bit. And I, you know, I wonder if that is affecting anybody's New Year's Eve, if people are thinking, okay, well, I'm not comfortable going out into the city. I get the feeling we'll fight back. We're a city that go, no, you won't tell us.
Absolutely.
We can't celebrate. But armed protective service officers will now be deployed at shopping malls around Victoria, supermarkets, and obviously at festivals in a bid to foil any future terrorist attacks. It's just scary. And it's that element of fear as a mother, and I'm guessing other people as a parent. I don't want my daughter going anywhere.
Who came out? I'm not quite sure. It might have been Little Mix came for the concert.
That's
and we
right.
had tickets and I didn't take the kids because it was just after the Ariana Grande explosion in Manchester. And then I think a week later I was commentating for footy at the MCG and I was driving in because you drive under and there was three stoppage points where they get the mirror underneath your car, they check your boot, you've got to get out and they strip search and you think, oh, okay. You sort of get that sense of, oh, I'm okay, but you still have that little inkling in your head, you go, oh, what happens if someone does something here? And it's bloody scary, especially when you've got kids going to concerts. Like, we don't want to go to concerts, just in case.
Well,
you don't
want to
put your kids
in
harm's way.
You are saying that you aren't going to concerts. 13 10 60, do you avoid big offence because of fear of terrorism?
Yeah.
I mean, is this a thing that has crept into our culture, our community now? But and a big shout out to our armed services and lots of our anti-terror units. I think this is amazing when they're able to foil these plots. They do such an incredible job. And oh, I'm so grateful that we've got them looking after us.
100% Boxy. And I reckon they get to a point where I've been to a few things with a few, like the races, and you want to be away from where a lot of people are because you have that in your head. You're like, oh, I'll just go out here because if something's going to happen, I'll be further away.
And it's funny because just speaking about New Year's Eve, see, last New Year's Eve, I took Trixie and family members and we went and watched the fireworks from sort of over near Studley Park in Fairfield. And we were watching it from that far away. But we felt safe because there were a group of maybe 30 people watching it. But I remember thinking, oh, I kind of want to be over there in it. So that's why I was thinking, No, this year I'm going to go there, you know, blow it. Oh, let's see what happens. And then you hear about this plot and I'm like, no, I'll stay at home again.
Lots of calls, guys.
The fact that you got to 12 o'clock is great.
Extraordinary.
I was in bed by 10.
Okay. 13, 10, 60 is
it's
the
amazing.
Number. We will come back to your calls. Is this making you rethink your plans? 13, 10, 60 is the number. We'll take the calls next.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
We were talking about the terror plot that was foiled yesterday for our very own Melbourne's New Year's Eve festivities at Federation Square. That's so scary. And you know, a big shout out to ASIO and our nation's spy agency for getting on top of that, because the number of lives that are being saved and families being protected by these plots being foiled. But it does bring it just so close to home. And we were talking about how do we feel, and we've you know, asked you to give us a call. Are you changing plans? Are you staying away from festivities and big areas where people are, you know, congregating because you're scared of terror plots?
Yeah, 100% Boxy. And I spoke to Byron after the show yesterday and we said we actually don't give enough credit to these guys. They've been following this guy for a year. The amount of work that go into tracking their phones or the internet stuff that they do, and then they crack down on it and they get in there and they raid him before something happens. It's like they're literally saving hundreds.
Well,
maybe
thankless work too, Fief, because
you don't realise
they can't really share the nature of their work, and yet what they're doing
is.
And
you
don't
know
who they are. They're incredible. So well done, guys.
Nicole in Beaumont. Hi, Nicole.
Hi. How are you?
Yeah, good, Nicole. How does this affect the way you're going to conduct yourself publicly and maybe not attend things?
Well, we actually had a booking for a hotel in the city. I've got. They've never seen the fireworks, and we thought, oh, there's something different. We'll go in with another family as well, and we'll time, you know, together in the city to see the fireworks. And we literally cancelled our booking yesterday.
Oh.
If there is, you know, the potential for something like that to happen, which now we sort of think it will, and we can protect our children, well, we're just going to stay at home because it's just not worth it. It's not worth going in. And I 100% agree with you guys as well. Full credit to the police because they are everywhere in the city. But, yeah, it's terrifying. So, yeah, we cancelled our booking. We're not going to go in.
I get that, Nicole, because I think and when people come out and they say, no, we've got to play on and we can't let them affect us because then they are, they're winning. And I get that too. There's part of me that goes, you're right, they can't win. But when you've got children and you know they can be safe in their beds in the suburbs and hopefully, you know, wake up to see the next day, well, that's the option, isn't it?
It's not a fashionable thing to say, but it's something I think people would understand.
Yes, and if they've never seen fireworks before, you just put it on the TV. They've got the 9 o'clock for the kids and then you've got the 12 o'clock. They do a great job. I love watching it. And then I watch it all morning about every other country that goes off and they show their fireworks.
It is a fun experience.
It's like my favourite thing.
I love that. Yes, you're right. It's a great experience. It's a different experience. It's not quite like seeing a firework in person.
Well, just buy them on, it's a bit better to be underneath them.
We'll buy some online.
Okay. No,
thank
don't.
You, Nicole. No, don't
hey,
do that.
On that, somebody in my suburb was letting off fireworks last week. Oh, I remember thinking, I don't know whether this is illegal.
Separate topic for another time.
Yeah, it was like late at night. I went out and looked and there were fireworks happening in nearby. Susan, in recent, at least I think they were fireworks. Susan, hi.
Good morning.
Good morning, Susan. How do you feel about this terror plot that's been foiled in Fed Square for New Year's Eve?
Well, look, I agree. It shouldn't affect our lives, but you have no choice but to factor that into what you do. I wouldn't go to the grand final. I wouldn't go to Carrick by Candlelight. I don't let my girls on trains into the city. And unfortunately, I had to bring my daughter home the day of 9/11. She was 5 months old on a plane from Queensland to Victoria.
Oh.
And for me, that was enough to change. I really don't fly.
Oh, right.
Yeah. No, Susan, that fear, I think it's really common and no one could criticise you. Absolutely. I totally understand.
Well, you've just got to be careful. You've got no choice but to, the world's changed. You have to take into consideration it's not what it was when we were kids.
100%. I reckon that, you know, a lot of people whinge about the airport now, how you got to get there a lot earlier and all those lines. Well,
no
I'd
problem.
Rather line up for 5 hours and get on a plane that you think, oh, is someone on here that might have got through undetected? I'd wait 5 hours, six hours.
Okay, it's and on
for
that,
safety.
They're doing a great job too.
100%.
Big check. Because I know the people who wave you through, once you've gone through the metal detector and then they wave you over for the bomb test, and I used to, like other people, oh, come on, I'm running late.
I always get done.
I've gotten done. I've flown back and forth to Sydney about 4 times in the last couple of weeks. Mm. I get done every time and I love it. Mm. And I'm always nice and cheery
Keep
and go,
doing
that's
it.
Fine.
Yep.
Check my shoes. Don't miss those.
Yeah.
You know?
I always get pulled over to the guy and he'll go, oh, how are the Blues going to go next year? I'm like, mate, just do your detecting.
Kathy in Eltham North. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, good, Kathy. Where are you at with all the, you know, terrorism and foiling terror plots in our city?
Look, I know we've got to be very aware of it, but we're going to see her tomorrow night. I'm taking my daughter and one of her friends. They're 11. And I don't think we should stop doing things, be wary, watch what's going on, but what's it going to teach our kids if we just keep them hidden away at home?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
yeah.
True.
We've got to protect them, but they need to enjoy life. They need to not let these people stop them.
And there are great experiences that we are, if we hide away, we're going to miss out on, our kids will miss. And look, Kathy, it's a great point. And I totally understand the other point, though. I'd much rather my daughter home in bed safe. It's a
personal matter, isn't it? Mm. Yeah. Look, thanks to all those people who've called 13 10 60. It's Fifi, Fev and Byron here on 101.9 The Fox.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
It is back.
Fifi, Fev and Byron's Missmas. All I want for Christmas is you.
Been doing this for years now on the show. It is all thanks to Crown. Christmas lights up at Crown. Visit crownmelbourne.com.au for all the details.
That's right. It's the time of year again. We like to reunite people who are missing their loved ones. Now, whether that's they live overseas. It's always sad when you hear that someone hasn't seen their mum or their dad.
Grandparents haven't seen the
grandparents
kids.
Grandparents haven't seen the new grandkids. And we fly people in from all over the world. Now, this was a great example. This is what we did only a year ago. We're going to replay it. This was Katie and Kathy, and they had been best friends forever.
Katie and Kathy have been best friends for 14 years, since high school.
We're just like sisters, and, I mean, we used to do everything the same. We used to dress the same, and we'd go and, you know, sit at the station, have our Veronica's playing.
Yeah.
And, we'd go to Hillary Duff and Veronica concert and go around the high school screaming, we're going to the Veronica's, and didn't care what anyone thought of us, and everyone would just, you know, we would be laughing at everything and anything, spending more time out of class than in class.
But 5 years ago, Kathy moved to Holland with her husband.
I went through a very difficult time recently, and she sent flowers to me, and I felt like that she was, like, right there with me.
So, Kathy, you're going to be right here with her.
I've had so much difficulties overseas adjusting, and
I just can't believe I'm here.
Oh, I bet, I bet.
That's when you need your best friend.
To come to Katie's wedding and hasn't even met her daughter yet.
I've never met her daughter.
I know now. What's her daughter's name?
Lily.
Lily, how old's Lily?
She's 19 months, just turned 19 months.
Oh, wow.
We secretly flew Kathy over and got in contact with Katie's fiancé. We told him to pretend to take Katie out for a movie at Crown Village Cinema's Gold Class. When Katie and her fiancé arrived with their baby, all the Gold Class staff were in on the secret.
Grab a seat and then when the cinema's off, we'll take you through shopping and bring you into the members room.
Thank you.
Kathy was hiding with me just metres away.
Okay, Kathy. Yep, so Katie is sitting outside. She's with Lily, her 19-month-old daughter, and her husband, Hugh, or her fiancé, Hugh. You're about to walk out and tell them that their cinema is ready.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
This is going to blow her mind.
She thinks she's about to see a movie with her fiancé and her best friend has flown all the way from the Netherlands on the other side of the world to surprise her for Christmas.
Okay, Kathy, yep, good luck.
Thank you. Hi, guys, your cinema's ready now. Come here. Come here. Come here. Come here. Yesterday morning.
Oh my gosh.
It's real, okay? It's happening. It's happened. I'm here.
We brought you your best friend for Christmas.
Thank you.
Oh my God.
You didn't even know it was me at first.
What a beautiful moment.
It's Fifi.
There it is, Missmas. That was one from last year. Katie and Kathy, get the tissues ready, Fief, because there's going to be more Missmas reunions. We've got fresh reunions for this
They're
Christmas.
They're underway at the moment. Oh. And the best thing about these are not only the reuniting people with their loved ones they haven't seen for years, but the surprise element because they never know who's about to turn up.
You're going to hear these. We're getting closer to brand new episodes of Missmas. Thanks for all your entries too at fox.com.au. It's Fifi, Fev and Byron.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
Today, the five new public railway stations in the Metro Tunnel are being named.
Great.
Well, no, it is great, but I just feel like, well, let's name them. Like, isn't that the news update? Isn't it?
The news is they will be announced shortly.
I know. No, I love that. It's look, very good publicity and promotion
for the city
of Melbourne.
However.
No, I am very interested in this because now they left it up to us to decide. When I say us the people. Yeah. We were allowed to vote for the names. I am all in for voting. I love the fact that we are a democratic state and everyone gets their say. Mm. I don't believe we should name stuff. Now, I base this purely on Boaty McBoatface, the new ferry up in Sydney.
Well, that was Sydney people.
Yeah, but I wonder how the Lord Mayor up there, Clover Moore, she's feeling about that. Remember when I let the people name the ferry and they've called it Boaty McBoat? No, it's McFerryface
right,
or something.
I believe so.
Now, I just think I'm very worried because they're already saying that a lot of the suggestions have been based on Game of Thrones characters. I'm just really worried we're going to end up with a station called, like, Carl Drogo or just have nothing to do with anything. I mean, we could – Fev, have you got any examples?
Yes,
that
I
you,
do.
What would you call a railway station if
well,
you could?
Well, I've got the Fevolution station.
I mean, if we end up with a Fevolution –
I've got the Cookie Station.
Why the Cookie Station?
Byron Cook.
Yeah, I work. I'm right here.
I've got the
– I'm on your show.
I've never called you Cookie in my life.
I've got the Drogon.
What's that?
Old mate's last name. You know Lennon?
Oh, Sjogren.
Yeah, so just Jogren.
Right.
Just take the S off.
Oh, I see, Jogren.
And Lady Boxy.
Lady Boxy. See, I know that's a compliment to me. I would be so angry if there was a railway station called Lady Boxy.
But it's after you.
No, but I don't care. It's okay. Silly. We're a proud city.
Have some of these
we
been
good names.
We're getting some breaking news here that perhaps some of these have been revealed.
What are they? Leon, have you got them?
Here we go. This is exciting
breaking
stuff.
News.
They're a bit boring.
I'm happy to be a boring city.
Okay, so North Melbourne Station is now West Melbourne Station.
Hang on. I'll stop you there. North Melbourne Station is now West Melbourne Station.
Correct.
But is it still in North Melbourne?
I believe so, yeah.
Well, that's a mistake.
I'd rather McStation face than that.
The new station in North Melbourne will be called Arden.
Yeah, Arden Street.
Well, that makes sense. We can't call West Melbourne North Melbourne.
The new stop under City Square will be Town Hall.
Yeah, I'm happy with
well,
that.
We've already got one of them.
Haven't we got Town Hall Station already?
No, that's in Sydney.
Oh, you're right. That is too.
The stop near the Shrine of Remembrance will become Anzac Station.
Perfect.
Yeah, I'm happy with
Great
that.
Name.
So well
solid.
Done, Melbourne.
Franklin Street will be called State Library Station.
Oh, it should be called Franklin Street
Station.
No, I
like that. There's
and
a
Melbourne University there. Will be known as Parkville.
It should be uni Station.
Well done, Melbourne.
That's silly.
We can be trusted,
Beef. I
take
back everything I said. Sydney have no idea how to name things. But trusty Melbourne, we're smart, we're clever, and we've thought about that. Good names.
And the fact that you'll never, ever, ever stop at one of them, Boxy, is irrelevant.
We can't wait to get on the new
train. Oh, please!
When did
was the last time you got on the train?
Oh, I reckon last year I got on the train.
No, that was a tram.
Well, I got on a tram a few weeks ago.
I reckon the last time you were on a train was with Trixie in Nice.
No, I'm often on the Lilydale line.
Used to
go out to Ringwood or Croydon.
Yeah, what
Ringwood
when you
Station
when you
used to hang out
when
there.
You were
yeah,
15.
When I was at school.
I'm quite often on the Pakenham line.
Yeah, I caught a train the other week to the basketball.
Good on you. Mm. All right.
I like the Puffing Billy. That's great up in Belgrade.
The BV7 and Byron catch-up done without compromise. With Upside Realty, they'll sell your home without compromise too. With no commission, just a flat fee of $7,500. There's no better way to sell your home.